Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Real Book of Real Estate, Real Experts, Real Stories, Real Life. It is a nonfiction investing guide edited by Robert T. Kiyosaki and built from the perspectives of multiple real estate practitioners. Rather than presenting real estate as a single formula, the book gathers advice from attorneys, investors, tax specialists, developers, and property managers to show how real estate works as a business. Its central purpose is to help readers understand the legal, financial, and operational decisions that shape real estate investing, especially for those who want to move beyond speculation and into controlled, informed ownership. The book is closest to a practical handbook and expert anthology. It combines explanation, field experience, and strategic frameworks across acquisition, financing, asset protection, property management, and tax planning. It is designed for readers who want a broad introduction to the mechanics of real estate wealth building, as well as a reference they can return to when evaluating deals or building a team. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, real estate is treated as a business, not as passive speculation. A defining feature of the book is its insistence that real estate investing should be approached as a business with systems, people, and legal structures. The contributors repeatedly distinguish disciplined investing from flipping, gambling, or chasing short-term price movements. That distinction matters because real estate exposes investors to financing risk, tenant issues, taxes, and liability, all of which require planning rather than intuition alone. By framing real estate as controllable only when the investor understands the rules, the book shifts the reader away from the idea that property ownership is automatically safe or simple. The practical implication is that success depends less on finding a hot market and more on building a process for evaluation, management, and protection. This perspective makes the book especially useful for readers who need a more operational view of investing. Instead of promising easy returns, it explains why expertise, preparation, and decision-making structure are the real sources of advantage in property investing. Secondly, the book emphasizes assembling a professional team around every deal. One of the book's most concrete lessons is that real estate investing is not a solo activity. It gives substantial attention to the need for attorneys, accountants, tax advisors, brokers, lenders, and property managers who each handle a distinct part of the investment process. This is not presented as an optional layer of support, but as a necessary condition for making informed decisions and avoiding expensive mistakes. The book shows why legal structure, contract review, financing terms, and operational oversight cannot be treated as afterthoughts. For a beginner, this is an important corrective to the common belief that real estate is mainly about buying property at the right price. The book argues that the structure around the property often determines whether an investment is durable or fragile. That makes team building a central investment skill, not just a management detail. The result is a more realistic picture of how experienced investors reduce risk and scale effectively. Thirdly, legal protection and entity structure are treated as core investing tools. The book gives notable attention to asset protection, dispute handling, and the legal realities of property ownership. This focus reflects a broader principle in real estate. Returns are only part of the equation, because liability can erase gains if ownership is poorly structured. By including material on entities, contracts, and conflict management, the book teaches that investors must think about how property is held, not just what it is worth. That is a practical distinction with serious consequences. A strong property investment can become vulnerable if title, insurance, or ownership structure is mishandled. The book therefore frames legal planning as a wealth preservation strategy, not merely a compliance task. This emphasis is especially valuable because many beginner resources focus almost entirely on sourcing deals and financing, while underplaying the legal architecture that supports long-term ownership. Here, legal protection is presented as part of the investment process from the beginning, which makes the content more complete and more realistic for active investors. Fourthly, financing, valuation, and due diligence are presented as decision-making disciplines. Another major strength of the book is its practical treatment of how deals are evaluated and funded. Contributors address property valuation, financing options, due diligence, and the logic behind making a purchase based on facts rather than excitement. This is important because real estate mistakes often begin with overconfidence in price or misunderstanding of cash flow. The book encourages readers to examine a property from several angles: what it generates, what it costs, what risks it carries, and how financing affects its true economics. That layered approach is more useful than simplistic advice about buying low and selling high. It also helps readers see why a deal that looks attractive on the surface may fail under closer scrutiny. By presenting due diligence as a habit, not a one-time checklist, the book teaches a durable method for reducing error. Readers who want a practical framework for analyzing deals we'll find this one of the most immediately applicable sections of the book. Lastly, tax strategy and value creation are shown as advanced paths to profit. The book stands out for moving beyond basic property appreciation and rental income to explore more specialized ways of making money in real estate. It includes discussion of tax minimization, entitlements, tax lien investing, and other creative strategies that can increase returns when used correctly. The value of this material is that it shows real estate as a field where profit can come from structure, timing, and legal knowledge rather than only from price growth. That is a more sophisticated and realistic view of the industry, especially for readers who already understand the basics of buying and holding. The focus on value creation also broadens the definition of success. A property can become more profitable not only by rising in market value, but also through improved use, better positioning, or strategic planning around taxes and development rights. This section is especially important because it demonstrates how experienced investors think about opportunity differently from casual buyers, emphasizing knowledge-based advantage over simple market optimism. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a broad, practical introduction to real estate investing from the perspective of working professionals rather than from a single authorial voice. Beginners will benefit from its emphasis on team building, legal structure, financing discipline, and due diligence. While more experienced investors may value the sections on tax strategy, asset protection, and value creation, its strongest intellectual benefit is that it presents real estate as an interconnected business system where decisions about ownership, financing, operations, and taxes all affect outcomes. That makes it more useful as a reference than many introductory real estate books that focus narrowly on motivation or deal hunting. What differentiates it from similar titles is its anthology format instead of repeating one viewpoint. It brings together specialized contributors who speak to different parts of the investment process. As a result, the book offers a wider map of the field and a more realistic sense of what competent real estate investing actually requires. It is especially valuable for readers who want a grounded, multi-angle guide to building and protecting real estate wealth. If you would like to support Robert T. Kiyosaki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.